Hello, Knoxville. You are listening to Sister Janice on the Sunday Drive. Thank you so much for riding along with us this Sunday. I hope you enjoy the wonderful gospel music we have for you. So sit back, relax, not too much. Put on those seatbelts and get ready for your ride on the Sunday Drive on WITA 1490 AM.
Good afternoon, Sunday Drive talkers. This is your host, Dr. Butler. I'm so glad that you are on today and so glad that everything is going well. Today we're going to be having a very interesting topic that is going to be about God. Many times we discuss, have conversations about people and how they refer to God. However, very rarely do we get a chance to actually have multiple discussions about it. So on today, feel free to drop in your comments. You can send a text message to 865-306-6362 so we can get your questions on the air. We would love to hear from you at any time, so feel free to shoot your messages, your questions, et cetera, to 865-306-6362. All right, so without further ado, let's dive in with both feet, shall we? Now, how many times have you seen people that are not even Christian believers say, you know, they want to thank God for this, and they know the man upstairs and the man above and all of these types of things? We've heard it all discussed. We've heard it all mentioned probably hundreds of times. However, because people refer to God in general, have you ever considered that perhaps these are not all the same gods? We have people that are Muslims that hate Christians, and they all refer to God. The Muslims say God and Allah, and then you have Christians that refer to God, you know. And you hear people that practice the Judaism culture that say God, but they reject Jesus. And then you have people that refer to other belief systems, Judaism, Confucianism, I mean, Buddhists and you know, Hindus, all of them talk about God and this da 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 da. So when we began to talk about that, not even that, but even in Greek culture and even ancient Egyptian culture, where they referred to these gods with an S, this is something to be discussed, and there's much conversation that can be had when it comes down to this. So on today, let's explore just a few of these and go a little deeper, if you would, than just the general God. When people refer to God, who are they referring to? And I think it will be important for us to just point out some of the largest world religions and talk about who they refer to as God. Now, I will share with you this, that many times we have something that is referred to as modern culture mixing in with religion that we call modernity. The modernity of the culture normally refers to their religious culture. And so in most Latin American countries, there's more of a Roman Catholic evangelism that takes place. And so many Latin Americans are Roman Catholics and believe in the Roman Catholicism. So that is also different than what we call Protestant religion of culture as well. So in certain areas, you will notice that whatever the predominant religion is, many times that will be the people's religious belief. And we hopefully will get to a point where we can discuss what these major differences are and be able to maybe even narrow down to a point to where if you would like to, we'd like to discuss even a lot more. So let's go into it. Shall we start with the Christian belief? Now, in the Christian religion, we must share that it is believed that 2 billion persons on the planet, according to thinklink.com, are confessed followers of Christ or believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. The deity that is represented is God as Jehovah God. okay, the father of Jesus Christ, okay, as seen as and referred to as Jesus when he says, I and the Father are one, okay? The founder of Christianity, which the word Christianity means Christ, has, you know, the believing and following, worshiping Christ, was founded by Jesus Christ himself. The holy book that is referred to as the instruction of God is the Holy Bible, and the leadership that is given are priests, ministers, even in some parts of the Bible, what people saw as monks or prophets, and even some nuns are referred to as believers in Jesus Christ because of Roman Catholicism, et cetera, et cetera. In this fellowship of Christianity, the basic belief is that there is one and only one true and living God who watches over and cares for his people. Also, there's a diversity in Christianity. And I'll just explain just that in general terms. Jesus Christ, we believe, is the Son of God who died to save humanity from sin. And his death and resurrection made eternal life possible for all believers. That is the underlying belief, fundamentally, of Christianity. All right? Now, that being said, there are two major diversities in Christianity. We have Catholicism and we have Protestant. The Catholic, Roman Catholics actually have an Old Testament belief system that has encouched and added in some beliefs of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And so some of the Old Testament culture, which is more of a mix of Judaism with the New Testament culture, is Roman Catholicism. They are a little different, and they believe in praying to saints in order for souls who are who have died in the past. They believe that they are in an area called purgatory, and that in purgatory you can pray to saints that have died from God that will be able to help to, you can pray for their souls for them to be delivered from purgatory into heaven. All right? Protestants do not believe, also Catholics believe in worshiping Mary, the mother of Jesus, as a way of getting to God and getting prayers answered. Protestants do not believe in worshiping or praying to any people, do not believe in praying to dead saints, so that souls will be able to be saved in any way, form, or fashion. Both religions are seen as believing in Jesus Christ. However, Protestants believe in Jesus Christ as being able to be worshipped and believed as the Son of God, as one of the triune head of God, to be believed and to be followed, to be revered, and to be accepted as Lord and Savior in order to go to heaven. All right. The next belief system that we want to jump into is going to be one of the second largest ones is going to be Islam. Islam is reported by thinklink.com to have a reported minimum of over 1.2 billion followers worldwide. They believe in their God. They call their God God, and they refer to him as Allah as well. The founder of this belief system is going to be someone who was born close to 500 years after Jesus Christ, and that person would be Muhammad. And Muhammad was one of the was the founder and also penned a book called the Quran. The Quran also points out the leadership is that they don't have really a clergy system, but a scholar class that is called the ulama and the imam, who basically may lead people in prayers. All right, there's other sections of their social leadership that I won't get into at this time, but the basic beliefs of Islam is that a person achieves salvation through the five pillars of Islam, and they and by living what Islam refers to as a just life. These pillars are faith, prayer, almsgiving, or charity to the poor, fasting, you know, which Muslims perform during Ramadan, and also a pilgrimage to Mecca. The next belief system that we also want to point out to you is going to be Judaism. Judaism is one that I refer to as the predecessor of Christianity, because in Christianity, it was talked about in Judaistic culture. The Old Testament was Judaism, and it was followed by prophets that actually spoke of Jesus Christ who was to come. And so that was when Jesus Christ was born, he basically started Christianity. But there are many people who, even after the birth of Jesus Christ, choose to follow the Old Testament belief system without Jesus. This Judaistic culture, this Old Testament mentality is mostly followed by Jews, and it is something to be pointed out to the fact that the Old Testament Judaistic culture worships God, whose name is Jehovah, and most of the time refers to him as a Yahweh. This is the same God that Christians believe in. The founder of Judaism culture is Abraham, who was born basically 4,000 years ago. All right? The book that was followed is the Hebrew Bible, that includes the Torah, the first five books of the Holy Bible, and the Old Testament. The teaching culture, the teachers were referred to as rabbis, that were master teachers and leaders of that time, all right? And the beliefs of Judaistic culture basically are that there is one and only one God who watches over and cares for his people, that God loves and protects his people, but also holds people accountable for their sins and shortcomings. Persons basically would serve God through Judaism by studying the Torah and by living by all of its teachings. It's believed that there's at least 14.5 million people that are followers of Judaism. The next one we want to cover is Hinduism. Hinduism is practiced largely in Asia, especially in the Orient. It's believed to have 820 million followers. The name of the deity for Hinduism is Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. That's the three main gods that are promoted and mostly in the Orient, around China and in India, et cetera, et cetera. The founder of Hindu is not really one founder, and it would take a large discussion to go through an explanation of that. So I'm just going to state the fact that there's not just one founder. The holy book that is referred to is not really just one book. They have what they call sacred texts. They have including something called the Vedas and the Puranas. All right. The leadership in Hinduism is a guru or a holy man or a what we call a Brahmin. But the basic belief in Hinduism is that the soul never dies, but it continues to live on by rebirth. So they believe in reincarnation. Persons that achieve happiness and enlightenment after they free themselves from their earthly desires. So by self-denial, denying yourself of earthly denials. Also in Hinduism, it's believed that freedom from earthly desires comes from a lifetime of worship, knowledge, and virtuous acts of kindness. So these are the belief systems of the Hindu culture. Now, as we go through this, we do see that people refer to God as God, especially when it comes down to television, radio, and internet. Sometimes the descriptions that people give for God as just God, you don't know what God they're referring to, because it's going to depend on who that person is. We have Satanists that see Satan They say that they don't see him as God, but they normally worship him, and they also believe he's their master teacher, and they submit to him and offer sacrifices unto him. And so when you look at what it means to really worship something, it means to follow blindly and without regard, you know, to trust, you know, with unlimited devotion and things like that. And so when you begin to worship a deity, or what a person referred to as an enlightened being or someone greater than humanity, that is what humans see as a god. And so that is something that we must keep in mind. So when we're talking about these gods, sometimes it's not substantial enough for people to just refer to God in general. This is the reason why it's important for you to understand why some people are so adamant in pointing out that they are believers in Jesus Christ, and why other people believe that they stand out by saying that they are believers in Allah, and et cetera, et cetera. There is much discussion to be had about the differences in these belief systems. Now, I will share with you that as you have questions about these belief systems, there's much discussion to be had in order to dig deeper, really, really deep into them. But there are a couple of things that I will point out ever so briefly. Now, I just want to point out a couple of them, for Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and the other one that I have not really divulged in, which is going to be Buddhism. So I want to do that one quicker, and then I want to dig down a little bit deeper. Buddhism actually is cited to have a minimum of 362 million followers. And all of these quotations I'm giving from thinklink.com, that was the last observation and inventorial, their inventory as of 2001. Okay. The name of the deity in Buddhism is the Buddha. Okay. And he did not really teach of a personal deity, but people basically worship images of the Buddha, and the Buddha was basically someone who was born 500 years before Jesus Christ. And so the holy book that they follow is really not one sacred book either. They have several collections of sacred texts, including one that they refer to as the as a Dhammapada, all right? Buddhist leaders are normally called Buddhist monks and nuns, but their basic belief system is that people achieve a complete peace and happiness, or nirvana, by eliminating their attachment to worldly things. And nirvana is normally reached by following what they call the Noble Eightfold Path. And so there's a Buddhist understanding, and they memorize these steps of right views, right resolve, right speech, right conduct, right livelihood, right efforts, right mindfulness, and right concentration. And so that is a lifelong pursuit according to their belief system. So when we look at this, how in the world do we compare these belief systems when it comes to God? Now, believing in God doesn't mean that other people will believe in God, but many people feel like because they didn't know anything about these other belief systems, that perhaps the other belief systems might be real, or there might be something to them because they never, ever asked any questions or learned anything about other belief systems. After all, if people were following these other belief systems and they never, ever thought about trying to understand who Jesus was, they could be lost in their sins, because we know that the only way that a person can go to heaven is by believing and accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So let's take a look at this ever so briefly, okay? Now, first of all, let's jump into, Judaism. Judaism is actually going to be an old belief system. And matter of fact, I'll start with the oldest first. Let's go with Hinduism. Hinduism was actually founded way back 1,500 years before Jesus Christ was born. And they don't have a selected prophet, but the adherent of who it's going to be given, and the people who actually adhere to it are referred to as Hindus. And they have many different founders, and they have many different gods. And as I referred to before, they see the devil or a demonic figure that they refer to as the Iblis or the Shaitan, okay? And they also have one of many life purposes, and they believe that when the people die that their souls are reincarnated. So they believe in karma, and they also believe in worshiping in temples. Now, I will share this part with you, that there are many different divisions inside of Hinduism. There are 70% that are Vaishnavites. There are 25% that are Shaivites, and we have 2% that are Neo-Hindu. Now, I want to share this with you. As we're going through these belief systems, we want to look at why people believe what they believe and how is it that it works. Now, for anything that is fake, you must ask yourself, what is it fake from? There must be a real deal. How in the world does a person look at all of this and understand when people are talking about God, and how will the devil use this to his advantage to take over the world? I think that those are good questions. Let's check it out. First of all, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if people have all these belief systems, how in the world do you know he is the right and true God? When you look at these, most of these belief systems are all built around people's ability to work their way into heaven. And it's weird because it's based on your ability to do work and do all these things except for Christianity. When you look at Christianity, you can't work your way into heaven because we don't deserve it. If you had to work your way into heaven, then people who are more athletic would be able to be more able to work their way into heaven more than others. It's almost like if in the Egyptian belief system where you had to be buried with gold and money and things to buy your way across into heaven. This is weird because what about those who basically believe but they're poor? If a person doesn't have any money, all their actions and their deeds could be discounted, and they don't have the afterlife. So these had fundamental flaws in the belief system, and in the Egyptian culture, there were so many gods that God got their power from that god, up to 30,000 gods they believed in, and it's amazing that they had over 30,000 gods and were able to organize themselves into a belief system that stayed around for, you know, over 2,000 years. It's just absolutely amazing to believe that. So when we began to look at this, people are very inherently spiritual. And in today's society, there's a lot of spirituality being taught. The difference is the spirituality that's being taught is actually dark spirituality. Most movies, kids shows, cartoons, et cetera, have some type of spiritual belief system where you have to meditate and believe and have faith. But most of it is so that you can use selfish ambitions to accomplish a personal goal. It, you believe, or you go to some witch's school where you have to meditate to some dark force, or you have to do something that's almost aligned with witchcraft in order for you to have a power to avenge someone who hurt your parent or did something wrong or da-da-da-da-da. And these types of things are actually watered-down witchcraft practices that are pushed out for the fame and the attention of magic. And it makes people think that it's okay for you to do them, and even children now are walking around wanting to be like Harry Potter. They're learning that, you know, you can cast spells and you can believe and meditate, and because of that, many of the childhood games are turning more and more demonic. This is how Satan will work in today's society. Now, according to the Old Testament and the New Testament, Christians are forbidden, and believers of God are forbidden from practicing sorcery and witchcraft. Just like you have a right way to do things, you have a wrong way to do things. And opening yourself to the mystical, spiritual realms outside of God's will can open you to demonic forces and even result in you being filled or put up under demonic attack. And being influenced and even possessed by demons. So this is very, very dangerous. And so these new games that now children and elementary school kids are now playing, where you get to invade each other's space and play these games that are, have a lot of witchcraft in them, those are very dangerous practices. Parents should talk to their children, and you ought to do your best to try to stay away from them, because they are forbidden for Christians, because we don't have to pray for selfish ambition, because God already knows about it. In Matthew 6:23, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. These belief systems, and when you match them to Christianity, we don't believe in reincarnation, because God doesn't recycle our soul. The Bible teaches it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. So a man must be judged for his actions, his deeds, and even his thoughts on this earth that he did not repent from and ask God to forgive them from. Those things you will be judged accordingly for. And when you go to heaven, if you're a believer and go to heaven, all right, that is important, because not all people will go to heaven. Only those who believe and have submitted their heart and their life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. And that is really, really important. Now, we also have a belief system that is different from that of the Old Testament, because Christians don't believe in the Old Testament purgatory holding tank that used to be there. The Bible teaches that when Jesus died, he went down to the bowels of the earth and preached a revival. And when he preached there, he got a chance to preach to those captives that were in, that were being held there, and got a chance to minister to them so that they would be able to choose for themselves who Jesus Christ was, thus eliminating the need for this purgatory location, and he set the captives free. And that is the end of that. And so we are not now dying and going into purgatory. We are now going into a state of rest, waiting to the redemption hour, where God will come to receive us unto himself, and the judgment will occur. So it's important that Christians try to get a good understanding, lest you get confused between what kind of God you need to serve. In the Christian deity, we must understand that there's a big difference between Christianity and Islam. Lately, Islam has gotten a lot of attention because people are Islamic believers, or what we call Islamic American Americans that practice Islam, that say that they're nonviolent Muslims and things like that. And people wonder about the difference between those who say that and those who follow ISIS. Now, the thing you need to realize is that Islam kind of came about as a kind of spinoff of Judaism, okay? So Islam was actually started, you know, like I said, close to 500 years after Jesus Christ, after the death of Jesus Christ. But you need to know that it was around 622 A.D., okay? And when it comes down to Islam was actually founded by Muhammad, who went and saw what they refer to as an angel of light. Now, the reason why this is important, because the Bible points out that Jesus says that the devil will come to you as an angel of light. And when they look at the Quran and put it in contrast with Satan himself, there's a lot of similarity. So there's lots and lots of similarities between what the Bible refers to as actions that the devil would carry out or influence people to do in governments that are under his control, and many of the belief systems and actions of Islam. And so this is the reason why Islam and Christianity are so at odds with one another. So people that actually are Muslims and believe and read in the Quran and refer to God as Allah are talking about a different God than Jehovah God, the God that Christians believe in, or Yahweh, who he is also referred to as. That is a different God. So what in the difference in between Judaism and Christianity? Glad you asked that. Judaism was the following culture that originated and bears the name of Judah, which is referred to as the praise of God, from which the tribe of Judah is where
Jesus himself descended from and bears the name of that culture. However, that lifestyle that was carried out until the birth of Jesus, many have continued to carry it on, and many Judaistic believers have rejected the teaching of Jesus as the Messiah and the new way of living. This was inherently seen in the fact that when Jesus came and began to teach the followings of his Father God, who is Jehovah and Yahweh, many Judaistic believers rejected him because they did not believe that he was the Son of God. This is important because many Judaistic believers are Jews that have rejected Jesus Christ. Now, I need you to know that there are many what we call Messianic Jews that believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, but there is a large, large, large group of Jews that have rejected Jesus altogether and choose to believe in his Father God, but reject the Son who was sent as the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the world. Christians are not Christians unless they believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the one true Messiah who has died on the cross for all sins. All right, this is really the biggest difference in between the Judaistic culture and the Christians. Christians believe in Old Testament Judaism. However, even though we believe in that, we do not believe in God alone. We also believe that God cared so much for us that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that the world would, through Jesus Christ, be saved. I know that this is a very extensive, informational, almost seminary-like talk and teaching on today, but I pray it was informational and helpful for you today. Remember, the most important thing is to know that Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And in comparison to all other religions and beliefs, Jesus Christ is able to save your sins, able to inhabit or fill your body with the presence of God so that your life will be changed, and believing in him will give you knowledge of many of these other unbelief systems, but the superior relationship is with Jesus Christ. I challenge you today to get to know him, to serve him, and to submit to him so that you would be able to have heaven as your home and peace and joy in your life. My prayers is that you will be able to have a fantastic day, and if you're ever in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, come and see us at the Rock of Ages Baptist Church. We're located at 420 West 13th North Street, and we would love to see you there. We're there Sunday mornings for our Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 to 10:30, where we also serve breakfast as a part of our worship celebration, and we feed the community. So if you're ever in the area, come and fellowship with us. We have a morning worship that includes our singing and fellowship of our choir and a preaching by yours truly at 11 a.m. every Sunday. Come on out on Wednesdays for our midweek worship where we have Bible study, and right now we're studying the end of the world. So come on out and check that out at 6 o'clock p.m. straight up and down. Until next time, we love you, but God loves you best. Have a victorious week in Jesus, and the motto at our church is, we love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless.